New Jersey adds millionaire tax to ease a crunch. New Jersey officials agreed on Thursday to make the state one of the first to adopt a so-called millionaire's tax to alleviate the shortfalls caused by the pandemic, intensifying a national debate over whether to increase taxes on the rich to help address widening income gaps. Governor Philip Deem, a Democrat, announced a deal with legislative leaders to increase state taxes on income over $1 million by nearly 2 percentage points, giving New Jersey one of the highest state tax rates on wealthy people in the country. The agreement also includes an annual rebate of as much as $500,000 for families making less than $150,000. "We do not hold any grudges at all against those who've been successful in life," said Mr. Murphy, a former executive at the investment bank Goldman Sachs. "But in this unprecedented time, when so many middle-class families and others have sacrificed so much, now is the time to ensure that the wealthiest among us are called to sacrifice." The tax deal comes at a moment when the country is enduring its worst economic crisis in decades, and Washington has been unable to agree on a stimulus bill to provide more help to cities and states, which have resorted to cuts in services and other fiscal maneuvers to stay solvent in the face of mounting deficits. Projected state revenues have plummeted, including declines of as much as $31 billion in California, $10 billion in New Jersey, and $3.4 billion in Florida. In Washington, Democrats who control the House are standing firm on a goal of providing $2.2 trillion in aid to local and state governments, a figure rejected as too generous by President Trump and Senate Republicans, who have indicated that they do not want to send money to Democratic-run states and cities they say that have been mismanaged. With no sign of a breakthrough, state leaders, including Mr. Murphy and New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's also a Democrat, have repeatedly stressed the need for urgent federal relief.